going on, everybody? Welcome to another Magic City podcast, but it's not a podcast. It's like, it's actually an unboxing. So we picked up a... Why are you nodding at me, George? I'm just saying. We picked up the latest shipment of the Super 7 figures that were released last week. These are the Animaniacs line. So we did the unboxing a little bit before because these figures are so securely packaged that I'm sure you guys didn't want to see 20 minutes of me struggling opening boxes.
I wanted to see that.
I know you did see that in the living room.
Because you can get that ASMR feel off of it.
You can. So just to show you guys, this is the Super 7. They always come in an outer protective shipper. And then they come in a plastic bag. And these toys, if you haven't seen them, Super 7, they're made to order. They're doing multiple lines right now. They have Animaniacs, which they just released. They have the Simpsons, TMNT, Power Rangers, G.I. Joe, Transformers, wrestling figures. And the attention to detail is fantastic. The good thing about these is they're made to order. You can obviously get them in the secondary market, but they usually just don't make more after that. So the first figure that we have here is Wacko. And you guys always remember Animaniacs. It had a resurgence lately on Hulu. So we have Wacko, part of the Warner Brothers. Great figure. I think the interchangeable heads, the multiple hands, and the positive scenarios. And then you can see also the artwork on the back. Just great artwork.
That packaging is insane. It's amazing.
And they're big figures, too. Like, just so you can see relative to size.
Relative to your head.
Relative to my head. I got a big head, guys. Okay, then next up we have Dot. So from the theme song, the Warner Brothers and the Warner Sister Dot. I loved Animaniacs as a kid. Just watching it, it was part of the afternoon series with Batman, the animated series. How we're doing the rewatch. This is a great show and it came back.
She has the best poem. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. It had some great lines. The show, and they actually were very educational. It sort of reminds me of Schoolhouse of Rock because all the Warner Bros., all the Yakko and Wacko, when they were doing the state capitals, the world countries, all those songs. If you guys haven't seen them, watch it on YouTube. It's a great teaching mechanism for the kids. And then we have the ringleader. Yakko. For those of you that don't know, they live in the Warner Brothers Water Tower. So we have Yakko here.
What are the birds called? The birds are amazing, too. They're
good feathers.
Good feathers.
Good feathers. So we have the artwork.
The mafia birds.
What about Mindy and Buttons?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can't forget how these two geniuses started. We have the Pinky and the Brain. And yes, I call them the Pinky. The Pinky. My favorite line is, what are we going to do tonight, Brain? And then he says, you know, obviously the same thing we do every night. And then Pinky goes, but if Jimmy cracked corn and no one cares, why does he keep on doing it? That always stuck with me.
He always changed it, right?
It was always a different tagline. So this is Pinky.
That one's amazing.
Yeah. And what was the name of the evil gerbil that was the Brain's nemesis?
I don't remember.
And then the mastermind behind them all.
Look at
this one. This one is twice the box size of everybody else, and it's all Brain. It's all head. Pinky and the Brain. That's great. It's like, look at relative to scale. And they each have interchangeable hands, interchangeable heads, everything. Guys, they do have, we're obviously TMNT fans. We each have a couple of them. We have the Simpsons line just got released, so that one's going to be interesting to pick up. And there is rumors of they're going to receive more licenses, potentially Futurama. They also did the Disney line, which if you guys haven't seen it, they're coming up with the Nightmare Before Christmas. The Jack, the Sally, and the Oogie Boogie look phenomenal. So let us know what you guys think in the comments. Do you like these toys? They're sort of called designer toys. They're great to display. Would you collect them? What characters would you like to see? Let us know in the comments below. Until next time.
Hey, thank you for watching. If you liked what you watched, give us a like, subscribe, follow us on IG, Appease the Algorithm, guys, and just let us know how we're doing.